Thanks, Darren. Good morning, everybody. Today I will talk about the control of left side resistance Palmer Amaranth in Roundup Ready Flex and Liberty Link cotton system by using different residual herbicide in combination with glyphosate and Ignite. First of all, brief introduction. Cotton is the second high economical value crop in Arkansas. It contributing around $460 million annually to the state economy. However, this crop is less competitive to weed, especially early in the growing season. This is because it's a slow growing crop early in the season and it has a wide row spacing, so it did not close the canopy. If weeds are not controlled in times, they can cause considerable yield losses as well as reduce the harvesting efficiency. The introduction of Roundup Ready technology, it provided a valuable tool to the cotton farmers for weed management in cotton. This is because glyphosate is a broad spectrum herbicide with a little carryover effect, and it can be applied to extended period of times, up to 60% of ball opening. So that's why there is a large scale adoption of glyphosate resistant cotton in Arkansas and other cotton growing states. But heavy reliance on glyphosate resistance technology, it resulted into a great problem of glyphosate resistance weed. For example, Palmer Amaranth, you can see in this field, that's glyphosate resistance Palmer Amaranth in cotton. If this weed is not controlled, it can cause yield losses up to 92%. That means it's a complete failure of the crop. So the control of glyphosate resistance Palmer Amaranth in cotton is an important weed management research need for today. So keeping these points in view, we designed a study with the hypothesis that integration of residual herbicides with alternative mode of action, it will provide effective and season-long control of glyphosate resistance Palmer Amaranth. To test our hypothesis, we designed a field study with two objectives. The first objective was to develop an effective herbicide program for glyphosate resistance Palmer Amaranth in Roundup Ready Flex as well as in Liberty Link cotton system. The second objective was to compare the weed management cost in these two systems. To fulfill our objectives, the experiments were conducted in the year 2008 at the Farmers Field in the Phillips County of Arkansas. The experimental design was a split plot with four replications. The main plot treatments included herbicide resistant state, that is the Roundup Ready Flex cotton versus Liberty Link cotton system. In subplot treatments, we have six different herbicide programs and one non-treated check. I will explain this herbicide program in my coming slides. This is the herbicide program for the Liberty Link cotton system. On your left, these are the six herbicide programs. In the central columns, we have the timing of application of these herbicides as well as the number of application of these herbicides. On the right column, we have the program code, that is the abbreviation of these systems. I will follow in my results section. First of all, in the herbicide program, there are six herbicide programs. All of them, they included the application, post-application of Ignite as needed. And in the first one, the Ignite was combined with the pre-application of Dual Magnum and Cotoron. In the second one, it was combined with the pre-application as well as with the post-directed application with Valor and MSMA. In the third one, it was combined with pre and post-application of Staple. Similarly, in the fourth program, it was combined with the pre-application, with staple post, and with post-directed lay-by application of Valor and MSMA. The fifth program include only the Ignite application alone, applied post as per needed basis. And the last program include the Ignite application as needed, followed by post-directed application of Valor and MSMA. This is the herbicide program for Roundup Ready Flex cotton. It's exactly similar to the Liberty Link system, but only difference is that Ignite is replaced by Roundup WeatherMax. The data were collected on cotton injury and Palmer Amaranth control, starting from 2 weeks after planting to up to 12 weeks after planting. All the data were subjected to analysis of variance after arcs in square root transformation, and means were separated by Fisher-protected LSD. Besides this, we also run the contrast for comparing the different herbicide groups. For cost analysis, it includes the cost of herbicide as well as surfactant that we use in these systems, as well as their application cost. For example, the application cost for pre or post-emergence herbicide was $1.20 per acre basis, whereas for post-directed herbicide, it was $5.31. All the information were obtained from the Arkansas cotton budget and the MP44 herbicide price list. Coming to the results and discussion section, first of all, the cotton injury. We did not observe any significant injury to the cotton in any of the herbicide program. It means they are quite safe on both of these varieties, Liberty Lick and Roundup. Coming to the weed control, first of all, the early season Palmer amaranth control at 2 weeks after planting. This 2 weeks after planting, it means only pre-emergence herbicides were applied at that time. First of all, I will set up my graph. On y-axis, we have percentage control. On x-axis, we have different herbicide program. These were abbreviated with the program code. The yellow bar, it represents the Liberty Link cotton system, whereas the white bar represents Roundup Ready Flex cotton system. So in this case, we found that there was an effective control of glyphosate resistance Palmer amaranth with the pre-emergence herbicides, irrespective of the cotton system, either it's a Liberty Link or Roundup Ready Flex system. This was because there was a great activation of this pre-emergence herbicide due to rain after the application. Coming to the mid-season control, up to this point, the pre-emergence herbicide as well as post-emergence herbicide were applied, but no post-directed application were made up to this point. So if we can see at this graph, we can find that all the herbicides, they provided effective control of Palmer amaranth, except in a Roundup Ready system when Roundup was applied alone, as well as Roundup plus post-directed, because post-directed were not applied up to this time, so this is only Roundup even at this time. So Roundup was not effective, and it is obvious because we have Roundup resistance population, Palmer amaranth in there. Coming to the late season control of Palmer amaranth, up to this point, all the pre plus post-directed application were made. But the pattern were almost similar with the poor control of glyphosate resistance Palmer amaranth in Roundup applied alone, as well as Roundup followed by post-directed application. Here we can see that the post-directed application did not improve the control of Roundup Ready, of Roundup Weathermax. This is because at the time of application of these post-directed herbicides, the Palmer amaranth was larger in size, and as a reason, they did not improve the control. This is the contrast statement by comparing different herbicide groups at end of the season Palmer amaranth control. First of all is the Liberty Link versus Roundup Ready Flex system. In this case, we found that in the Liberty Link system, the Palmer amaranth control was significantly higher compared to the Roundup Ready Flex system. Within a Roundup Ready Flex system, if we compare the herbicide programs that include pre-emergence herbicides versus the herbicide program that do not include pre-emergence herbicides, we found that the programs that include pre-emergence herbicides, they provide significantly higher control of Palmer amaranth compared to the program that do not include pre-emergence herbicide. However, in the Liberty Link systems, there was no difference in these two programs. This was because the Ignite was very effective enough that it can, there was no effect of pre-emergence herbicide in the Liberty Link system. These are some of the pictures from those experimental plot. First of all is the Roundup Weathermax. This is around 10 weeks after planting. And this is the with Roundup when applied with pre-emergence herbicide. So pre-emergence herbicide, they improve the weed control from Roundup alone, but there are still some skips in between. And this is the Ignite. That was the best treatment when Ignite was applied alone as per needed basis. Coming to the cost analysis, if we compare all the cost of these different herbicide programs, including their application cost, we found that the four application of Ignite, as per needed basis, it was the most economical herbicide program, followed by two application of Ignite as needed in combination with the pre-application of Dual Magnum and Cotoron. So coming to the conclusion, you can say that if within a roundup ready system, pre-emergence herbicide should be incorporated with the post-emergence herbicide to provide effective and season-long control of Roundup Ready flex cotton system. That led us to accept our hypothesis. However, if we combine the lay-bite application of Valor and MSMA with the glyphosate, that did not improve the control. This is because at the time of application of post-directed herbicides, the Palmer amaranth was quite larger in size and they did not improve the control. Ignite was the most effective as well as the economical weed control program when it was applied on as needed basis. However, the timing is very critical for the Ignite application. So we cannot rely on the Ignite alone because in the farmer fields there are sometimes you can miss the application timing. So we suggest that pre-emergence herbicide should be incorporated with the Ignite so that can provide more sustainable control of glyphosate resistance Palmer amaranth. Since we did not include any yield component in this one, so the future study will be emphasized on also evaluating the yield component in that one, and that will help to compare the economics of weed control program in these two systems. With this, I acknowledge Cotton Incorporated, Bayer Crop Science, and DuPont for providing funding for this program. And with this, I conclude my presentation. I would like to invite any questions. Thank you.
Are there any questions?
The question is, what's the height of Palmer amaranth for control of weed control? It's like 2 to 4 inches maximum. If we go higher than that, that will not be so effective. Yes, sir.
Are you comfortable with using Ignite without pre-emergent herbicides?
No, sir. That I mentioned in my conclusion. Like, it's not possible to apply the herbicide at perfect timings. There may be always a variability depending upon weather and all those conditions. So pre-herbicide is the safe option if we include pre-emergent herbicide with Ignite. Any other question? All right, thank you very much.
Thank you.